Hey, let's talk about Mr. Keith Parker, K-E-I-T-H, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Mr. Parker is a 50-year-old gentleman who used to work at Chase Bank. Date of birth is 12-364. He had no past medical issues till 3 years ago where he suffered a massive stroke and a heart attack. Since then, he's been in and out of nursing homes. Currently, he lives in a group home. He has become bowel and bladder incontinent, a total ADL dependent. He's in a wheelchair. He has a dysarthric speech and issues with aspiration, period. I've been asked to evaluate patient for possible hospice. Patient still has high blood pressure. His blood pressure is 190 over 100. That's before he's taking his medication. He had no idea he had high blood pressure before this happened. Review of system, weakness, TIA, symptoms, numbness in the hands, numbness in the feet, even though he's on medication, difficulty with swallowing, aspiration, dysarthric speech, fatigue, weakness, severe muscle wasting, family history, dad's alive, mom died of dementia, COVID immunization, up to date. Social, never smoked, never drank, never been married, doesn't have children, but was a banker, as I mentioned. Surgery, has never had any surgery. His medication includes Claritin, Clonidine, 0.3, every 6 hours, Ducalox suppository, gabapentin, 400 milligrams 3 times a day, guafenicin, Lasix, 20 milligrams a day. He also takes he has been a full core, but that is going to change now that he's contemplating hospice. Care medication, Zofran, 4 milligram, PRN, Regnan, 10 milligram, 4 times a day, potassium, 20 milliequivalents, then minoxidil, 10 milligram, twice a day, and Imodium for diarrhea. His medical problems include insomnia, polyneuropathy, encephalopathy, hypertension, hypertensive heart disease, ischemic heart disease, congestive heart failure related to high blood pressure, Raynaud's phenomenon, gastroesophageal reflux, idiopathic constipation, pressure ulcer, about the sacral ulcer that has healed somewhat.
Ma'am, does he have a sacral ulcer? Does he have an ulcer?
Which has now healed, dysphagia related to his stroke, right-sided weakness, difficulty with coordination, cognitive communication deficit, patient is in pain, positive syncope, and weakness, generalized weakness. On the exam, blood pressure 190 over 100, pulse was 88, respiration 20, heart positive, swan positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, severe muscle wasting, about the neck, upper arm, and lower extremities. Skin shows appears to be dry. Assessment, here we have a 50-year-old gentleman with end-stage coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure related to high blood pressure, status post-stroke with a right-sided weakness, dysarthric speech, and neuropathy. Patient has severe weakness. He's now bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper, has lost tremendous amount of weight. Patient has been told that he also may need dialysis soon, which he's not interested. He has issues with pain and a cubitus ulcer with protein calorie malnutrition that has actually improved somewhat, but overall patient is a high risk of developing more decubitus ulcer and falls given his advanced hypertensive hypertrophic coronary artery disease. That and patient is the candidate for hospice care at home. We'll keep patient as comfortable as possible during this time till patient passes away, and patient can continue staying at the group home. Thank you.